Oasis Audio presents The Farmer's Market Mishap by Wanda E. Brunstetter and Jean Brunstetter. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Chapter 1. Topeka, Indiana. A bone-chilling wind lashed at the trees, scattering bits of debris across the yard. Elma Hochstetler drew her shawl tighter, shivering against the cold. All day long the weather had been like this. One would never know it was the first week of May. She quickened her footsteps, pausing to step around a puddle left from last night's rain. If this unpredictable, windy, and gray-skied weather kept up, she'd never get the rest of her garden planted. Hurriedly, she made her way to the chicken coop, not wanting to spend any more time out here than necessary. With nightfall approaching, Elma felt the temperature dropping. As she passed the barn, Elma heard her trusty horse, Pearl, whinny and kick the door from inside her stall. Cupping her hands around her mouth, Elma hollered,
"You're okay, girl. It's just the wind."
She grabbed at the scarf covering her head, hoping it wouldn't be blown away, and blinked several times when her eyes began to run because of the stinging air. When the kicking stopped, Elma breathed a sigh of relief and hurried on. The last thing she needed was one more repair to take care of. The wind followed as she opened the door to the chicken coop, barely making it inside before it slammed shut. Loose feathers stirred up and floated slowly down as the air calmed inside. Sounds of watery clucking, claws scratching the floor, and the fluttery ruffle as a chicken preened itself greeted her. She sneezed when the odor of straw and dusty feed reached her nostrils. Elma blew a feather away from her face that, until now, had been stuck in her headscarf. Collecting eggs wasn't Elma's favorite pastime, nor did she enjoy feeding and watering the unpredictable chickens. She glanced around, hoping Hector wasn't lying in wait for her this evening. The feisty, multicolored rooster could be so erratic, sometimes creeping up on her in a sneak attack, other times boldly pursuing her as soon as she stepped into the coop. Elma looked down at her leg, now sporting an itchy bandage. For no apparent reason, other than just plain orneriness, Hector had pecked her ankle and broken the skin earlier this morning when she'd entered the coop. This evening, she'd brought an old broom in with her and made sure it was within reach, in case she needed to defend herself.
"You won't get me twice today," Elma muttered. "I'm ready for you this time, Hector."
Elma lifted her wicker basket and started down the line.
"All right, ladies, what do you have for me?"
She'd fed and watered the chickens this morning, but hadn't taken time to collect the eggs, as she'd been in a hurry to open the store. The fabric sale going on this week was bringing more customers than they'd expected. When Elma's twin sister lived here, taking care of the chickens had been her job. But since Thelma married Joseph and they'd moved into the house across the street, she had faced other responsibilities, not to mention the task of caring for her own chickens. And now Thelma was expecting a baby and tired easily. Even though she still helped in the store, for the last month she'd only been working part-time. This put more stress on Elma, as she couldn't manage everything on her own. 2 weeks ago, she'd hired Anna Hirschberger to help out during the times when Thelma couldn't be there. So far, the arrangement had been working well.
"Okay, Gert, you'd better move aside."
Elma gave the hen a gentle push, reached into the nesting box, and plucked out a nicely rounded, tan-colored egg.
"Donkey, Gert."
Smiling, Elma moved on to the next nesting box, always wary of Hector. No sign of him yet, so she figured he hadn't come inside from the rest of the chickens when the sun began to set. When Elma finished gathering eggs, she hurried out the door and headed for the warmth of the house. She'd no more than stepped onto the porch
Sample complete. Ready to continue?